All right, let's make a point here tonight. I got an email the other day, and I got a job offer, and I don't know if it was legitimate, and I didn't take it, trustee. It's in Tauranga. You guys know where Tauranga is? It's in New Zealand, okay? So my friend, she's a missionary there, and her brother lives in Northeast, and we went to church together, and she came to our church to preach, and love at first sight. This woman, she's incredible, and what a wonderful person she is. And she's always been a missionary, and so she's down there in New Zealand. You think, what a lovely place. It's like a vacation place. Why would you need a missionary there? And things can be tough, and she spends a lot of her time in the streets. She goes to bars when they close and meets people in the streets and talks to the young kids and, is this how you want to live your life? And they give them a sandwich and a cup of coffee, and so they get the indigenous people, the Maui people, Maori, and they bring them to a traveling dentist, and they pay for that. And so when we give our tithes to them, they're doing a lot of good. And one of the officials of the New Zealand government said there's no trafficking in this country. And they went to her, because it's a small country, and said, there is, and we will show you the people. They recently came in to be able to buy a resort. They fixed it up, and my friend Dane, he went there for 2 months to help them, and so they're doing good things there. It's a retreat for Christians who want to come, and the income they get furthers the ministry. And so she's telling me there's a woman who came, and she was just getting by. She said, yesterday I was able to reconnect with one of the ladies we've been supporting, and she fell off the wagon. And then she disappeared from us a little bit. Here's what my friend said. Shame is such a barrier to love. Right, Keith? Beginning in October, she woke up and she walked away from the van where she had been sleeping with her ex-partner. And ever since she got back from rehab, and he had been violent the night before, and he pulled a knife on her. She went to McDonald's for the first breakfast in days, and she started walking to find a church. She ended up there, which is in the old church building. She said, I knew I needed to get help, and I needed a church. And so they took her into the resort, and she's there now, and she's living there day to day, and she's on the path. And when she told me that, she said, shame is a barrier to love, isn't it? That breaks your heart. You see, what is this Christmas about? And then we see the excitement for the children and the gifts they give. And one of my favorite comedians is Nate Bargatze. He's real clean. Do y'all like him? Y'all listen to him? You like him? He sold out. He's a Christian. He's a believer. And he had the Christmas special. He would see what they were singing. They weren't singing what we're singing tonight, so I'm sure they put a big wheelbarrow of money from them. I'd do the same thing. I'd be singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer if the bucket of money's big enough, right? Right? We'd sing that song. We're darn right. But I was thinking about choices. See, God is great and he's good and he gave us a choice to make. He gave that woman a choice and she made her choice, and he gives us choices and we make them too, and they're not always right. But we look at the players in this story. I start with Joseph. And here he had a choice to make. He could have done what was right, and that's get rid of her. That's the right thing to do, isn't it? According to the law, she's got to go. She did wrong. But God says, no, don't do that. Do what I say. Do what's right. He had a choice to make, and he chose the right way, didn't he? He sort of broke the law. This is crazy. Should we break the law? Sure. Not all the time. No. You'll get pardoned these days. Just kidding. You don't have to do this. Sorry. Mary. She had a choice too, and she was scared, and this angel comes, and she's this young girl, and he says, you're going to have a baby, and she's confused, and she didn't have to do this, but she said, I'll do what the Lord says. My soul magnifies the Lord. And you got this Zachariah, this old guy, and the angel pops up in front of him, always saying, don't be afraid, don't they? These creatures of him, don't be afraid. Of course they're afraid, because they're not the cute little cherubs with a bow and arrow. It's a figure, and it's imposing. He says to Zechariah, he's 80 years old or so, you're going to have a child. And he doesn't believe the angel, of course not. And there was a consequence to his disbelief, wasn't there? He couldn't talk for a while. That's not so bad, is it? The wife was probably pretty happy. The shepherds, they had a choice. They were given a command by God, and they followed it, didn't they? They could have stayed in the field and do what they did, but they went to see. They obeyed God. They ran to see, and so they could share the news with others, to tell everyone of what they had seen. They didn't keep it under a lamp. The wise men were sitting there over there in Persia. They see a star, and something hits them in the heart, and they know, because they know from the book of Daniel, they have those manuscripts. They know what's happening. Something's happening. We have to follow what it says, and we have to go. We have to obey God. And so they get up, and they obey him. And they go to where he is, and they bring him treasures. And we know these treasures would help them, because money's always helpful, isn't it? Especially when you're on the run from Herod. A little traveling money, they gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh to smell good, and the myrrh for burial. And then there's Herod. Who knows what's happening? He's looking around him, and he's the world, and he sees that the things aren't... There's a new king coming. And what we do when somebody wants to take our power, we get a little defensive, don't we? We fight over these little things, and Herod says, I want to be in charge. He's not the king. Take me to him so I can worship him, right? My son was in a play years ago. Remember that, Matthew, when they said King Herod wanted to worship him, and he was King Herod, and he's going, yeah, you know, and I want to see the baby. We thought that was so cute. And it was. He's grown up now. I'll hear about it when I get home. Dad. We all have a choice to make. We can choose to follow him, the Messiah. We can choose to live our lives pure and to live the way that he wants us to live, obeying his commands, which aren't easy. And we'll probably fall short, right? The Ten Commandments. How many did you break today? I broke four. Anybody beat me? Amy, Trevor, you beat them? Five, right? That's too many. They're easy to break, but there is so much forgiveness. And so this woman, she's reaching out. She's fallen. And where does she go to find healing? She goes to the church, into the arms and comfort of my friend Jewel Anita is her name, if you want to pray tonight for her. What a blessing. Where did she need to go? To the house of God. And what did she find? She finds someone who loved her, who loves her. Why does Jewel love this woman? She doesn't know her. Jewel loves her because she is loved. She is loved by the Father. And he loves us. And he wants good things for us, and we turn away. We want to do things our way. Our way is right. Look what I can make. I've made a great thing out of my life. Look how successful I am. Look at how well-dressed I am. I didn't do all this. It comes from him. Shame is a barrier to love, she said. That broke my heart. And in Jesus, there is no shame. There is no condemnation in Jesus, is there? He wants to forgive us, and that's why he came. And so last Sunday, I was a wee bit animated, wasn't I? I was on fire, because I knew what I wanted to say. Because we celebrate, we dress up, and our houses look beautiful. We give all these gifts, and we're celebrating someone who came to die because we were so crappy. That we were so bad that he had to die for us. And we celebrate, and I go, how are we celebrating this? We should be in awe of what he's done for us. We deserve the punishment that he took. He came so he could die for us. This is crazy. Like the song said, what an amazing love, isn't it? That's what we get. It's time to go. I'm going to shut up, all right? Thank you all. I'll finish this next year, all right? You all be back here then? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the voices that lifted up praise to you. We thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for children being here that accept Jesus. And we know that they are the children coming forward will be the ones that will continue to share your message with a hurting and broken world. We thank you for missionaries all over the country, our friends in New Zealand, our friends in Kenya, who are teaching those who don't know who Jesus is. They're leading them to a place of love and forgiveness, and where shame is not known. And we're grateful for that. We thank you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And as the people of God, we say, amen.